It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Mike, happy Friday. It feels like it's been a hell of a long week, so I'm happy to be talking to you because that means it's almost over. Gamecocks going into Saturday's game, 0-3, which I guess is a good thing because Vanderbilt is also 0-3. So, one, I want your prediction for who's going to win the game. Not who you want to win, but who you think is actually going to win. And also, what do Gamecocks need to really tighten up this weekend?
Well, both teams are 0-2, but it feels like they're 0-3 with the way they're playing. So,
oh, yeah, 0-2. Sorry.
No, you're good, but like I said, it feels like they're playing like they're 0-3. So both teams desperately needing wins. South Carolina hasn't lost a Vanderbilt since 2008, and when you talk about right now in terms of the feel from the fan base about Will Muschamp, a loss this weekend, I don't even know how Gamecock Nation would react, but that's the least of Coach Boom's worries. You know, he's more worried about what that would do to the locker room. So being able to go out to Nashville, being able to get a win, turn things around a little bit, this is a team that you should be able to beat, but they're not a Vanderbilt team like they've been in years past. They've improved in different areas, but you should still be able to beat them. Just not the type of start South Carolina wanted by any means, but it goes back to that week one game against Tennessee. They should have been able to win that, and they had their opportunities against Florida. So their record, to me, is not indicative of how they've really, the talent that they have, but unfortunately they just have not been able to put it all together. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do. It matters if you win games. And this is, you know, this is an opportunity to be able to get their first of the season this weekend.
What do you think the likelihood is of, because Bengals and Eagles, right, they also linked up at 0-2, and everybody was like, all right, somebody has to win, and they ended up tying. What do you think, that was like 2 weeks ago, what do you think the chances are of Gamecocks and Vanderbilt ending in a tie?
Zero, and that's the beauty about college football, that unlike the NFL, you can't tie. They changed that rule a couple decades ago, so that's the beauty of it. You're going to have to finish it, and, you know, I'm a big fan of the college football overtime format, too. It gives both teams an opportunity to get the ball. Special teams outside of just, you know, kicking field goals is really eliminated. It's more so focused on offense and being able to, you know, capitalize in terms of having started the ball in the 25-yard line and going in. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. But then again, it is 2020, and,
yeah.
You know, who knows? Maybe something crazy will happen that has not happened in over, what, two, three, four decades in terms of an overtime happening. I mean, a tie happening.
All right, so now that I have my notes pulled up, I have the correct numbers. Miami is at Clemson this weekend, and they're 3-0. I'm assuming that's where I got my 3 from before. So,
yep. What?
Again, same question. Who do you think's going to win? Not who do you want to win. Who do you think's going to win? And what does Clemson need to do to pull off a W if it goes in that direction?
Well, on paper, this should be a good matchup, right? Miami's ranked 7th in the country. Clemson's ranked number 1. But I don't think the gap is as close as that appears. Clemson, 15-point favorite, should be able to walk away with this game. And this will be their first true test, I guess you could say. But the schedule that Clemson has played up to this point has not been anything special. Last week, Virginia was probably their first real matchup, you could say. Week first, week one. You put the Citadel week 2. You had a bye week 3, and then you played Virginia last week. So the schedule is starting to pick up for Clemson, but the problem is, and it's no fault of their own, is that the ACC is just not what it used to be. You know, you look back to the early 2000s, Miami was a powerhouse. They are what Clemson is right now is what Miami was in the early 2000s. Florida State, about 10 years ago, same story. So these teams just have done a complete 180, and Clemson has just been in the right place at the right time, and it's made things a lot easier for them in terms of being able to compete for national championships year in and year out, because they're able to save their legs. They're not too banged up when the season, regular season gets over. So I think more than anything, you just got to go out there, do the things that you've been doing these last couple weeks. It all starts with Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. And if you can just stay healthy through this game, you should be obviously able to get a win, but, you know, it should help you as the season goes on, because that's what helped Clemson in the last couple of years. They're able to stay healthy while teams in the SEC just beat the crap out of each other and they're dead by the time they get to the college football playoff.
Mike, Trevor Lawrence just turned 21 recently. Do you think that he celebrated the same way that you celebrated maybe? Or do, like, how did you spend 21 and how do you think Trevor Lawrence spent turning 21?
Trevor Lawrence probably spent his 21st birthday the exact same way I did, which was staying in and doing nothing because I had football camp starting up about, what, maybe a couple of days later. So at that point, I'm like, all right, I don't want to go in out of shape. Because if you feel your conditioning test, the hell that they put you through after that, oh, my goodness. So no. I wasn't going to, I know it sounds dumb. I was like, okay, what's one or two drinks going to do? I was like, nope, I'm feeling good right now. I'm not doing anything. I think, where Trevor's at right now, he knows what's at stake. And it's not even about a national title or the Heisman Trophy. He understands that there's a lot of money that could be lost if he's not the number one overall pick in the NFL draft compared to if he's the number two pick. You're talking millions of dollars if you fall a spot or two. So does a drink or two, is it really going to make a difference? Probably not. But at the same time, too, I think he's so locked into not just that, but obviously in the short term, being able to help his team get a win this week against Miami.
So let's talk recruits because, I'm starting to see, at least on Twitter, people committing. I saw a student, and I don't know where he was from. He decommitted to Kentucky, I think it was. But we did get Rodarius Thomas from Alabama, wide receiver from Alabama, who has committed to University of South Carolina. What does that mean for, are you familiar with Rodarius Thomas? And what does that mean for the Gamecocks going forward? Do you think, obviously they're interested in him. Does that put anybody on the team at jeopardy of losing their spot?
No, but it's a three-star recruit, so being able to bring some talent in, and look, I understand, fans get caught up sometimes with all the stars in terms of, okay, he's a four-star recruit, five-star, the higher the star is and it goes up to five, the better projection you have for a high school player going into college. But at the same time, too, there's been a lot of players that have been three-stars that have turned out pretty good, especially for the Gamecocks in particular. Think of DJ Swearingen, think of Connor Shaw. Just two names that come to the top of my mind when you think about three-star recruits. So anytime you're able to get new guys in and year out, you're competing. We've seen that with the Gamecocks this year. And we've seen some freshmen that have been able to come in and earn some playing time right away. We saw Rico Powers last week, true freshman receiver. So I think at any time you recruit someone, regardless if they're a 5-4 or a three-star, they're going to put pressure on the guys that are already there. And especially if you're not producing, if the team's not getting results, you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to reevaluate some things. And that's one of the things that South Carolina has had to be able to benefit them in terms of recruiting is they tell guys, hey, look, if you're a young guy, some of these places like Alabama, Clemson, you might not necessarily see the field and start right away. You come to South Carolina, you're going to have an opportunity to get in there pretty quickly if you can produce because that's where we're just at right now. So, you'd obviously like to be in a situation where Alabama and Clemson are in terms of being able to get wins, but at the same time, too, you're trying to still create something that, for whatever reason, just has not got to the point where Will Muschamp, I'm sure, would have liked it to be as he went into year five here. But at the same time, too, it's one of the things that can help you from a recruiting standpoint.
Last week, when we were talking high school football, you said AC Flora was like the team to watch. Does that hold true this week, or who was your high school game of the week this weekend?
Well, I definitely think you want to still keep an eye on AC Flora for 4A football, but for 5A, it's been the same story for the last 5 years. Dutch Fork, four-time defending state champs. They've only lost one game over that time period. They actually had a tie last year, which you don't see in high school football often, but the reason why that happened is because some weather came in and they're playing a team from North Carolina to start the season last year, and because of certain rules and restrictions with playing after certain times, because they had to, playing, game stopped, try to start up again. They had to end that game in a tie, but Dutch Fork is actually going to be featured this week. So one of the powerhouses when you talk about not just South Carolina high school football, but when you're talking about nationally for high school football, a team that's ranked nationally in the country by Max Preps and USA Today, they'll be taking on River Bluff for our Sonic Friday Night Rival matchup, 7:30. You can catch it on our digital channel, Fox 57.2, and you could also catch it on our live stream at WACH.com. So Dutch Fork, they're they're the favorites, but at the same time, too, you know, going on the road and just all the challenges and changes that have took place this year, anything can happen. You just, you know, never count anyone out, especially when you go to a place like River Bluff, even though the fans, it won't be the exact same way, a tremendous venue to be able to catch a football game, great home field advantage, but it won't be the exact same way because of the restrictions the fans allow, not just in their stadium, but throughout the whole state.
Mike, if people want to hang out with you, where can they find you on social media, and when can they catch you on Watch Fox?
You follow me at Mike_UVA on Twitter, and they can catch us on the Sports Zone every night at 11 o'clock on Watch Fox.
Oh, and I've been meaning to ask you, did you catch the special South Park episode?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely. I was fired up. I was going to go out and grab some drinks with some buddies, and I'm like, yeah, we'll do that tomorrow night. I said, we got to see this, and I'm so glad I did. And I know we talked about it before. I think being able to just try to get any type of laughter during a time like this is so important for our psyche and just for our health, to be honest with you. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that were offended, but what else is new? And it's South Park. They make fun of everybody. So if you can't laugh at that, then, you know, you got problems.
I felt like I strongly related to Butters. Like, just open freaking Build-A-Bear. All right, Mike, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
No problem, Amy. Thanks for having me.